Hey, rebels and badass leaders, how are you doing this beginning of February? Are you freaked out yet over the coronavirus? I'll tell you what freaked me out. Watching a time-lapse photography video of the Chinese crews who built two massive hospitals in less than 10 days. I mean, wow. Talk about amazing speed and agility. Just for fun, I invite you to use the Google machine and see 750 trillion searches for Corona beer virus. Beer virus? Virus Corona beer. Oh my God. Today, the Wall Street Journal is spreading the real facts like, people, this is not a beer virus. Oh boy. Listen, I want to share with you a virus that is even more deadly than the coronavirus. As a matter of fact, I bet you already know about it. And furthermore, there is a 90% chance you and your team members are caught, snared, held hapless in its grip. It has not had nearly the publicity as the one from China. Although I must tell you from what I see, far too many have succumbed to its spellbinding power and strength. I assure you, it's not black magic or some kind of weird spell. And there is an excellent chance you yourself have likely fallen victim and remain unwittingly snared by its magic. You see, there is this modern disease that plagues business owners, executives, senior leaders, and frankly, pretty much anybody of any age at any stage in their life. It took decades for this disease to take hold, and on the day that our cell phones became miniature computers in our hands, well, that was the day the disease went viral. It's a huge time suck, and even worse, it comes with an almost zero ROI for you. Curious to know what the hell I'm talking about? Okay. It has a fairly long name, so it's often known by its acronym, which are in two parts, LTM, DTL. And now I can hear you yelling, Charlene, what the hell are you talking about? Alrighty, LTM, DTL stands for Learn too much, do too little. Now I'm going to pause and let that sink in. Learn too much, do too little. And I know you're nodding. You know exactly what I am talking about. Let me give you a few examples that I see prevalent today. First up, weight and exercise. Dr. Google is filled with all kinds of excellent medical information for us to absorb. Diets, liquids, supplements, poses, stretches, workouts that can all have an effect on our weight and our bodies. And we read it all voraciously. Sometimes we make notes and, man, we just read more and more. Our brains have never been filled with so many facts and figures about weight, diet, exercise. In fact, we are overflowing with information. That is the learn too much part of the disease. Now, how many of us take action on all the stuff that we learned? We can see and we can read what professionals tell us we need to do, as well as the hacks and fraudsters, but we can differentiate the difference, right? So here's the truth. Less than 5% of any of us will take the actions we read. 95% of us will do too little. You want proof? Look at how high obesity rates are these days. Now, you probably know the professional development and leadership course market is freaking huge. The amount of money that people spend on training and webinars and courses online and off is in the hundreds of billions. Yet the actual statistics of employee engagement and satisfaction, of manager competence, well, that's not moved in more than 50 years. There has been precious little ROI on all that training spend. Because every one of us will attend, listen, make notes, resolve to fix, and then go back to our office and do nothing. And one of the favorite terms today is life gets in the way, which really, it's a nice way of saying we made other things more of a priority. Learn too much, do too little. Whose fault is this anyway? Well, it's everybody's and nobody's. Let me try and put this in very simple terms. Human beings like to be independent and like to do it all themselves, or at least delude themselves into thinking they can save money by doing it themselves. So decades ago, the in-person course for skill development, as an example, was priced at $200 a day, lunch included. And that was a wonderful, bite-sized offer to get nearly everyone to take a cheap and cheerful leadership course. Over the years, the average price of a bite-sized offer increased to around $500 to $1,000 a day, lunch still included. Unfortunately, the end result is identical. Within one day of leaving the course, most, if not all, of the attendees failed to take any action. Today, you can also find all kinds of online learning courses covering soup to nuts and everything in between. The cost can be free, up to several thousand dollars. Now, every single one of us spends money on some kind of a course, and here's what happens. Maybe 10% of us complete the course, and of that 10%, only 5% take consistent action, which means less than 1% of all the students who attended will get an ROI. I have never met any business owner, any impressive, great leader want to do a less than 1% ROI. They don't give approval for that. And yet, we've spent all this money. Or how about all of you who follow and pay attention to the so-called big thought leaders? Hey, you listen to their videos, you like their social media posts, you cheer on their ideas, you share the links with your colleagues and your friends, and you privately smirk because you too had the exact same idea as they do and have done for making things bigger, better, smarter, smoother, more profitable. You pick whatever adjective you want. However, just how frequently do you yourself put into motion their thoughts and ideas? The sad truth is extremely rare, almost never. That is the learn too much, do too little disease that we have. Right now, we live in a wonderful environment. There is no question that we have that can't be answered by a few keystrokes. There is no idea that we can't look for globally. There is a solution for nearly every single problem we can think of today. And it is super easy to find the answer. A university education has become a commodity because knowledge is abundant. The same is true with any online or offline course. It's just a commodity. Knowledge and facts are in abundance. However, human beings have not changed one iota in the last century. We all want fast gratification, and frankly, we don't really want to work very hard to get it. So the do too little piece of the contagion is what has our world in a vice grip today. Learn too much. That's what we all do, especially with the ease of our cell phones as mini computers. We have become experts on any of the knowledge we want to carry in our heads. That's the viral piece. But the application of that knowledge? Frankly, we do too little. And that's the insidious part. The piece that is the hardest to cure in the LTD-DTL disease, because very few of us live that knowledge consistently. Why is that? Well, it's hard. It doesn't come naturally. It's an entirely new skill so many of us need to learn, and too many of us must do it all ourselves, which is lonely. and for which we believe no one else can really help us. So we doubt our judgment and we stop. Everything feels extremely threatening, and because we all have negative patterns and insecurities, which come out when we feel threatened, it is so much easier and so much more fun to reinvent the wheel, stay with the shoddy known causes, play with all those mental masturbation exercises, or jump from shiny object to shiny object. And when we proclaim ourselves as lifelong learners, we are so correct, because we immerse ourselves in just the knowledge piece. We know what to do, but we find it easier to lapse back into familiar patterns, put up with subpar behavior, and ultimately waste money, resources, time, and effort, all because we do too little. And in that process, all we do is we maintain the same patterns that we have always done, and we never reach our goals. So I want to suggest a few ways to combat this insidious disease. Consider some reframing. You're not a lifelong learner. You are a lifelong learner exemplified. Or if that doesn't fit with you, then change your personal focus to always learning, always doing, always teaching. Nobody can make you do anything. We both know that, right? You have to be the one who wants to change. Today, you're exhausted, you're not focused, you're frustrated, and you want some immediate relief. I get it. So how about you pick no more than 3 things to focus your attention on? Stop everything else and just complete and inculcate those lessons. Establish some personal routines that you can take some of those baby steps. Move forward and make progress. Hold yourself accountable. You could do that by posting notes on your computer, on your wall, anywhere you go to remind you. Or you could hire a coach or a mentor, or if you have no money, just ask a colleague to help keep you on track. The point is, you make this a priority. This is not hard. Stick with it for 6 months straight. I promise you, you will make progress. You know, just like I do, anything is possible, and there are just 2 things you need: focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week.